So, Lizzie, said Owen, as casually as possible, do you remember a boy named Dylan at school? Lizzie scrunched up her face.
Yes.
What was he like?
I didn't like him.
Why not?
He was mean.
What did he do that was mean?
He colored in my book.
Owen raised his eyebrows questioningly.
We were having coloring and he was sitting beside me and he colored in my book.
She used the milkshake straw to demonstrate frantic scribbling, spraying the table and Owen with droplets of milkshake. Owen wished he had thought to ask her about Dylan when he had the EEG cap on her. How did you feel about that?
He was being bad.
Yes, but how did you feel about what he did?
Mad,
she said sulkily, poking her straw back into her milkshake. And what did you do about that? He asked.
I squeezed him.
Owen felt his heart jump. You did what?
I squeezed his head, she said, just as the waitress appeared with Owen's burger and fries, with a sharing plate for Lizzie.
After a minute, he said, what do you mean, you squeezed his head? Lizzie shrugged.
To make him stop.
Then she put the French fry she had been holding down on the plate, gripped her head at the temples, and said in a chillingly adult voice,
I feel like my head's being squeezed in a vice.
Owen stared at her, wide-eyed. What? She noticed his stare and suddenly looked uncertain.
That's what Mom says sometimes.
Do you squeeze your mom? It slipped out of Owen's mouth before he could stop it. Lizzie stared back at him, now round-eyed herself. Then tears began to fill her eyes. Owen reached over and rubbed her arm. No, no, of course not. I don't know why I said that.
No,
said Lizzie, louder, as the tears spilled down her cheeks. Lizzie's crying was becoming more hysterical, and Owen was ashamed at his relief that her upset seemed more inwardly than outwardly directed. Dear God, he thought, please don't let her be able to squeeze her own brain.